Hello, and welcome back to Rhythm Paradise Megamix. This is part 3. And today, since this is part 3, I'll be doing the third stage, which, from what I remember, is called Citrus Land. So let's go. This storyline is a little bit weird. Basically, you have a chef, and the chef kind of doesn't have anything to cook with. Except the problem is, I'm going to tell you this like right now because I don't care about most of it, but at the end, once we pass the fourth game, we'll figure out, oh wait, this guy isn't even a chef at all because he can't even cook anything. He just likes to pretend as one. Yeah, it's weird. Really, all he likes is citrus. By that I mean oranges and lemons and other stuff like that. So, just gonna go through all this text and we'll get started. Today's episode is probably gonna be quite short because I'm just gonna be doing the four games. Nothing else much. Actually, I'm gonna quickly wait for this music to loop because I wanna see what the end sounds like. There we go, it just looped. Okay, that's enough. Let's go. So, we have four games. Let's get started. These games are gonna be a little bit more fun than what I think Row 2 was. Although, well, it depends. So, we start with another game from Rhythm Tengoku, as always, which in this case is the Clappy Trio. As the name implies, there's three people again, kind of like Glee Club was last time, and you get to hear the pattern of claps and repeat it. Now, in this case, they've made it a little bit more interesting in the sense that you're stationed on the left, center, and right of the stereo field, so you can actually hear them pan as well, which is interesting. You'll see what I mean. Yeah, so you hear that and 1, 2, 3. There's that little kind of noise. That means you're getting ready to start. Now, most of the time, it's going to be slower than that. I'm not sure if it's going to show that off or not. No, it's not. Let's just go. I forgot what the scores were. I'm just going to have to look. Very easy, now it's a little bit faster. Yeah, there aren't very many of those. And again. One last one. And the last one was a star. Before we continue, let me quickly look at scores, and I'll come back in a minute. Okay, so I now know what the scores are. For Clappy Trio, it's 95. So let's see what score we got this time. Now, You can actually try to recognize the screen now, and it will tell you what you did right and maybe what you did wrong if you missed something. But usually the scores don't appear until you go back to the home screen and look at it there, which is why I usually don't look at it. I could, but I won't. We do get the complete, the skill star, the no miss, and the 6 coins, as customary. And now we get to hear some random noises, and some lag, as always. There. That is where Citrus comes from, because from what I remember, that's what it just said. It was like, glorious Citrus, I must have more, or something. I didn't read it, so... Okay, let's see. Oh, I forgot. 94, okay. Not too close off. Got 94 instead of 95. Next is going to be a little bit more interesting one, another sequence repeating one that you can use a D-pad for, but this one is I like it more. Well, it depends. Rhythm Tweezers has its own charm. You'll see when Rhythm Tweezers 2 rolls around. Ooh, noises. Okay, shoot 'em up time from Rhythm Heaven DS. This one has a really cool musical theme. So you just hear the sequence and repeat it. If you are a tiny bit too late or too early, it will hit you and make a weird electricity noise. Now, they are going to introduce you to a faster sequence. It's kind of like Rhythm Tweezers was, but just a bit faster. You can also mess with your laser as much as you want. There we go. Another thing that's really cool is an attention to detail kind of moment is the fact that the little echoing things that echo off the ships when you're hearing them, like the that stuff, it actually fits in exactly with the tempo of the music. Okay, let's go. There's like messages coming through the captain's helmet, I think that's what those noises are. Start off easy. I like this track though. Do pay attention to the fact that it's a tiny bit too early than you'd expect, because I'm playing it on an emulator. And skill star. And now is the second wave, which is a bit harder. I'm using the D-pad as a habit. I don't think that was very good, but I guess the score will tell. I got the star, which helps. Let's see. 94! What? Okay. Good to know. I actually matched my score. Next one is a bit harder because there's a smaller amount of audio cues to get you acquainted, really. You'll see what I mean. micro-row time. And this is a version of micro-row that's a bit easier, although it has all the standard cues, so micro-row 2 doesn't actually introduce any more cues. Neither does Clappy Trio or Shoot 'em Up for that matter, actually. So basically, you have to tap 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Every time, on the offbeat, you have to tap. And there's another cue where you hear a bell. Oh, that's when you're a tiny bit too early. Does that? Oh no, it's just without the height. Now it's gonna do the second cue. Ah, Gemin. 1, 2, 3, 4. One, two, three. Yeah. So, when you hear the bell, you go 1, 2, 3. Now, again, the reason why it's a bit harder is because the taps are a tiny bit off sync, so you don't really have many indications of when to tap. So I'm gonna shut up for the rest of this. Yep, I just missed it. I'm not going to leave that to be. I'm gonna restart. I missed a star. By the way, you're basically like swimming around in this weird bubbly thing, and you're like these tiny microscopic things. That's really all I know. Let's try again. Okay. Wasn't too hard, it only took me a few tries. And the first time I missed because I was talking. Oh, I like the fact that it's very short in its stupid text that I have to scroll through. That helps. 95? Wow. That I was not expecting.
First contact, 95.
And First Contact is our last game, which I like a lot, because it's a really novel concept, and it's another one of those secret repeating games, but I like it a lot better than a few of the others. Like, all of them have their charm, it's just that this one has a charm of its own. Basically, you're a translator that's translating a message coming from a Martian. We've always wanted to find out what Martians have to say, so I guess now we can. Although I have no idea what the message is. From what I remember, there actually is text on the screen, so you can, like, read it, but, of course, I won't be able to, especially not while I'm playing the game. So here's the way it works. Again, you can use the D-pad as well as the A button. Here. One. Come on.
Two.
Two. Three. Four.
Oh, sir, now. Oh.
Yeah, so
this now, sir, B.
You hear the message,
sir.
Copy it. Now, if you accidentally do that, it does that now.
Wait.
Let me show you something else. If you're a tiny bit too late in the beginning, it does that, which is great. Again, metronome. Oh, I forgot. I tapped too many times. If you tap too many times, it does that too. So, that's about all you need to know. You just repeat the message. I like the weird screaming things that happen if you accidentally start too late. No. There we go. Okay, let's go. High score is 95, I think. By the way, these syllables are completely randomly generated, so they have nothing to do with the English language. In fact, I have it on Japanese right now. It's the same, no matter which language you choose. These syllables don't mean anything. That was probably too late. Skill star. And one last hit. I think I could have done better. I'm not sure how well that worked, but judging by how well Shoot 'em Up worked, I'm not sure. Could be anything. Okay, more text. Now Tibby is complaining that he is a little bit hungry. Or he will be in a bit. And this is when we find out that the chef can't actually make anything. And Tibby ends with saying, "I'm still hungry." Now, that hunger may actually be remedied by the next person we're gonna meet. No, I didn't mean to click on it again. Quit out of that. You can also press A to skip the intros if you've played the game for the first time already, which is very handy, especially when you're doing perfect attempts. 95? What? How? How is this possible? Seriously. Let me quickly... I can't believe my ears. I'm gonna go into the cafe and check again. Oh, there's stuff happening. I'll talk about that sometime later. There's like more stuff that's available in the cafe. Can you finish so I can get to the museum, please? Thank you. Yeah, now there's two things in this screen. One of them allows you to look at all your achievements and other miscellaneous things. That's on the very right. to the left of that, right next to it, is the museum, which is what I'm going to click on. So now there's four rows. Now the third row only contains one item, which I can't really do much with, because that's when you're supposed to be playing the coin toss endless game, but you can't play it until you complete easy, medium, and hard, which I haven't done. And I won't be doing on this save file. So, let's look, just in case. 94, 95, and 95. That's crazy. I can't believe that. So I did pretty well. And of course, one reminder is that the gates only happen every two rows, which means today is done. I've done row three, or stage three, or whatever I'm going to call it. I don't know if I should call it... I don't know what I'm going to call it from now. I'm just going to interchange between the different names. By the way, this museum track is cool as well. I like it a lot. So, that was quite a short episode, and I'm thinking row four is going to be almost the same, but a tiny bit longer because there's going to be a gate. So, I hope you've enjoyed, and I'll see you next time.